This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Maybe you heard the news that tick-borne illnesses have tripled. With significant increases in the upper Midwest, the Northeast U.S., and California. It is the season if you're out in the woods and pasture, out in the yard even, that you need to be aware of that. I've gotten into the habit now, especially in the warmer days, where I spray myself anytime I'm going to be spending a few hours out in the weeds, in the woods. But I posed the question on Twitter this morning of my few thousand followers there, and so far, about half said they don't worry about that threat. And I think that's why federal officials made such a big deal of their announcement yesterday. They want people to be more concerned because of the serious permanent health complications that can be brought on by tick or mosquito bites. From This Week in Agribusiness, all of the dust stirred up this week has some farmers pondering whether this could be a drier year in their fields. Some growers have commented on how quickly the topsoils have dried, going from several inches of snow on those fields 2 weeks ago to dry, dusty conditions now. And while the drought monitor map for the nation has shown considerable improvement in the Dakotas, the intense drought area of Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, the Texas Panhandle has not gone away. We'll get an update on that tomorrow. And U.S. farmers aren't the only ones wondering about it. News from Australia indicates the farmers there are seeding their wheat crop into the driest soils in years. They are hoping the moisture comes. If not, it would be the second consecutive drought season for the Australian winter wheat crop. Their last winter season, June through August of 2017, was the warmest in Australia on record and one of the 10 driest. So the Aussie farmers have shared with me in recent days they had hardly any carryover moisture for this year. Congratulations are in order for John Kinzenbaugh, farmer, inventor, manufacturer, and entrepreneur. John, the founder, CEO, and chairman of Kinsey Manufacturing in Williamsburg, Iowa, is due to be honored this weekend with an honorary Doctor of Science by Iowa State University. It's being presented to John for the innovative technologies and mechanization that he has brought to America's farms. That will happen Saturday at Ames, Iowa. A well-deserved honor. And as I commented on Twitter, I'm a little surprised it hadn't happened before now. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.